Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the links between viewing violence on TV and playing violent video games and the potential impact that that may have on our young people later on in life. The American Psychiatric Association conducted a 15-year longitudinal study of 397 children and then 15 years later as adults, and actually looked at the links between high levels of violence on TV viewing and later incidents of crime in relationship and criminal convictions due to violence. And what they found was that for both men and women, high levels of violent TV viewing as children were much more likely to have incidences of being perpetrators of violence in their relationships and in the community much later in life. In fact, some men were actually convicted three times over the rate of men who had much lower levels of TV violence when they were growing up. And that these results were actually one way, in that they were independent of the level of aggression that kids showed when they were kids. And so it was purely their exposure to violence on television that was causing this. The research also found that violent scenes that children are most likely to model their behaviour after are the ones in which kids actually identify with the perpetrator of the violence, and where the perpetrator is actually rewarded for the occurrence of the violence, for perpetrating the violence. The difficulty is that children actually then start to believe that this is how problems can be handled in life, and that this is how life really actually is, and start to actually then model their behaviour around that. Now, this has started to take a really interesting turn much more recently when you consider the incidence of role-playing violent video games, where the name and the object of the game is actually to use animated virtual violence as a way to progress through and actually receive rewards for that. So this is really, really important now for our next generation of young people. So the first thing that both parents and adults can do is kind of limit the exposure to this type of material. For a couple of reasons, this is a really, really important issue. It means a lot to our families, and there's a lot of information to absorb and a lot of ways to consider what this might mean for our families and for our young people. So we'll take another look at this next week on Mind Games.